Gathering a ton of social media content at once might sound like a headache, but the amount of time and effort that you save in the end can be priceless. In this lesson, we're going to be talking about creating an image and a video bank. What is a content bank? Well, a social media content bank is a collection of pretty much fully created content to be scheduled at a minute's notice. It should actually work in hand with your planner or your social media calendar, and allow you to slot in content that you've got sitting there, but it's not really time specific, and it just saves you a hell of a lot of time. So getting your content organized is the key to social media marketing success. This is really helpful when you've got your planner and your Canva or whatever you're creating the content from organized. Now, working hand in hand, your schedule and your content bank will stop you from worrying about what you're going to put up on a daily basis. Or, as a client said the other day, she had content ready to go and it got to 8 o'clock at night and she was tired and nothing got posted. So, this is again treating your marketing the same way that you treat your books. You plan ahead, you get everything organized, and it's seamless and it's processed. So, how do you do it? Basically, you create a file for all of the images and the videos that you are creating, itemizing it based on what it's about. And if you have your content planner, then it's a simple case of knowing that I've got this information, you've put it in the planner, and when you're ready to go, it gets scheduled. Now, getting all the content together you've created, even stuff that you have posted, repurposing it and reusing it can be done. So some of the older photos that you've taken can actually be repurposed for throwback videos or different ideas of when you've worked with clients and background. You need to create a system and have a specific place that you have all this social media content that you've created. If you're working with a team, you really do need to have a content system. And you can keep it really simple as far as creating one folder a month, or you have a folder that's labeled posting and you have another one that's labeled used. You can have it sitting in Dropbox. You can have it sitting in Google Drive. If you have everything sorted in Canva, you can keep it in Canva. It's a case of finding out what works for you and sticking with it. So once you've got your content organized, then you can see what gaps you've got to fill. So then you decide that, okay, we need to do a time-lapse video, or we need to get the guys when they're on site to take a video of a particular build. And then the next thing that you can do, part of your social media content bank should then also include messaging and captions. And messaging really goes a long way to work with the images and the videos, and it's just as important as creating the video and the photo itself. It really does save you a huge amount of time. I don't want you to read this and think, oh, I've got to create an entire content for a year. You can literally create content banks for a couple of weeks at a time based on your schedule, or just in smaller batches for individual campaigns that you've got happening or events that you've got happening. The whole idea is to get you to start thinking about the images and the messaging that you're putting out, to start working ahead and creating a little bit of a content bank, knowing that it's going to make your marketing process so much easier for you. That's just a little bit of a snapshot of how to create an image or a video bank. Like I said, you can use Google Drive or Dropbox or whatever system works for your business, but as long as you've got something created ahead of time. Now, in the next lesson, we're going to be talking about what you would actually write when it comes to your messaging and your captions.